I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Fellow passengers will thank you for double-checking your carry-on bag and leaving knives, guns, and pepper spray at home. This morning at the Quad City Airport, the Transportation Security Administration showed reporters a wide variety of prohibited items people try to take on flights. TSA officer Andre Mojica says the most common items are liquids.
Our rule is 3111 is 3.4 ounces maximum on a cutter bag for one passenger. So this morning we found a nice pop of soda. People assume that because it's closed, they can go through the checkpoint, which is false. It has to be 3.4 ounces or less.
Knives are next on the list of most common prohibited items. Mojica says passengers always have the option of taking them back to their cars, giving them to someone who's not traveling with them, or putting them in checked baggage. Mark Howell, TSA regional spokesman, says security checkpoint waiting times get longer and longer the more guns, torches, and grenades officers find.
We're always going to go through the option for you to get rid of the item, and then we have to rescreen you. So everything that you see on the table is another person in line. And when you have a bucket or a barrel full of these things, and it's in a busy time of the year, busy morning and Memorial Day travel season, for example, those lines are just going to get exponentially longer. So just taking 5 minutes before you come to the airport to do a quick sweep of all your personal belongings is really going to help speed things up.
10 years ago, Howell says the TSA found 800 firearms in carry-on bags across the country. Last year, officers found more than 4,200. And checking bags for prohibited items is just one part of airport and flight security.
Outside of finding these things on a daily basis, it's a visible deterrent as well. We have multiple layers of security outside of what you see here at the security checkpoint. We've got federal air marshals. We've got canines in several airports. There's multiple layers that are going into that network.
TSA.gov includes a section called What Can I Bring? And a lot more information. Howell also says people who travel with special needs children or those with other unique needs may contact the TSA ahead of time. Then an employee can arrange to meet at the airport to help make sure the security screening goes as quickly and smoothly as possible. I'm Michelle O'Neill.